I'm Susan Young. This is the National Personnel Committee meeting of Monday, April 27th. We are starting late due to some slow arrivers, including the chair. It is now 8:54 p.m. Eastern Time, and we'll call the roll. Sally isn't here, so I will call the roll, and I'm going to call it from memory. Hold on. Okay. Susan Young, I'm here. Minerva Sanders.
Present.
Great. Julie Hewitt.
Here.
Donna, can you mute your thing? You're getting a lot of feedback. Thank you.
Fred Dodsworth.
Here.
Great. Sally Gellert, Kaja Brown, no. Sally Gellert, don't not see her. Avelia Jones.
I'm here.
Yes, excellent. Avelia. Let's see. Dennis Williams.
Don't see him.
Don't see him. Darlene Pagano is not a voting member, but she requested an excused absence. So is there any objection to that?
None.
Okay, great.
No.
The agenda is basically call to order, roll call, agenda, April 14th minutes, discussion with ED about advancing our HR policies and procedures. Efforts, next steps / next meeting, and adjourn. Is there any objection to the agenda as read? Hearing none. Okay, then the next thing is I did forward the minutes for April 14th, understanding that they can be changed at any time. Let me ask if there are, at this moment, any changes offered. Hearing none, they will get posted as they are. Now, opening up the discussion with Stephanie about HR policies and procedures. So, as we discussed in our prior meeting, now that we've got the ED evaluation out of the way, we can put our attention into what Stephanie has requested to help her build the HR capability that we have, that we lost when Netta/Nita left us July 2022. And there are two, I forwarded to everybody the outline of the tasks that Stephanie would like us to address. Note, watermark draft. It's really important for people to know that this is a draft because when things get circulated here or there, everybody gets very angry about you didn't listen to me and blah, 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 blah. So we want to be able to have thorough discussions in advance of any approved policies and procedures going out. I wanted the first conversation to be about grievance procedures, but I know that this has been a big issue for WPFW. We've got Minerva and Julie here, but I think it'd be important if we also had Dennis here. So I would like to hold off on the conversation about grievance procedures until our next meeting. And the draft grievance procedure has been distributed to everybody. Is there any objection to that?
None.
Okay. None. The next thing that Stephanie and I discussed that we might tackle, and we already started, you know, we have had some conversations about that, is an org chart. Stephanie, will you please explain to us what you want as an org chart and why it's important?
Yes, we have
Well, all companies have an org chart, except it's me.
Except us.
I know. It's that basic. We need, just for our own purposes as to who's who and who works where and who's who at each station, who reports to whom, those sort of things, in a nice, easy, structured sense. And also breaking it down by, this is where it comes into play, of breaking it down by each station as to what positions are filled, what positions are not. And because we know that every station will have a general manager, reporting to them is a news director, a program director, reporting to them is this and that. You know, there's the membership department. And then we can have a better understanding again, like I just used KPFK as an example. You know, they don't have a news director. They would still have that section there on the org chart, but we would be able to then say, you know, to be filled or, you know, vacant, whatever terminology we determine. And then we have the employees that's filling the job, who the program director is, you know, in that slot. And then it's very handy once we look at all of the positions that we would, that each station should have, is to have just a little note in the corner that says, you know, the KPFK is at, I'm only making up this number, you know, 5% full capacity of what a average operating Pacifica station should be. We would also be able to put in there whether those positions are volunteer, whether those positions are paid, whether they're union, whether they're non-union. And that just helps us get a better idea of, again, who's who and where they work. And this will tie in nicely with the Pacifica team directory that we have that people are filling out, so we then have their contact information. Where this comes into play is quite often we have to provide org charts with our audit. We have to provide org charts when we're applying for a grant. We have to provide org charts to family foundations or major donors that we're talking to, just like they often ask for as well, key personnel bios on each. They ask for lists of our current board members, what stations they're representing, what cities they live in, those kind of things. So these are just basic materials that are needed in the system function of an organization. So that's what I am looking for. Because as I was, you know, it's, org charts are fun to make. Maybe I'm just a nerd, but you have those little squares and arrows and it can be color form, you know, and all that. It's great. But because of the Pacifica Foundation in general is so large, as I started creating that, the form just kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger and fonts tinier, tinier, tinier. And it just didn't make sense logistically on how to send that to, yes, and different shapes, and sending that off to a foundation. It just was too complicated. So for each station, they can have one of those fun, colorful charts. Antonio at KPFA has been working on that. He has been struggling as well because he has to divide it up by, this is just the news department. This is just membership. This news department now goes to programming. Programming then goes to, so he has a lot of different pages that fit in. But I was thinking the easiest way to organize it from a national level is just a very simple outline. Just like when we were in school writing research papers, you start with, you know, that executive director, then we have under, you know, compliance, the business manager who reports to them. And then it just kind of falls into this, you know, this, this outline, format, which would then be easier to add to as we put the names, the stations, those kind of things. Because whereas the stations would list all their different program directors, I think on a national level, we would have program directors in general, and then who reports to those program directors. And then we can say we should have 5 program directors, who those people are, whether it's vacant, whether it's filled, union, non-union.
I put my hand up first. Let me note that Donna Carter is here as an auditing director. Donna, will you say hello?
Hi.
Great. Welcome. Okay. So that's the first thing. The second thing is, it seems to me that also the whole question of what an org chart should be and how many vacancies there are is part of a preparation for strategic planning.
Exactly.
It goes into what is the capacity building that would be a way to build a more stable you know, effective organization. So, at any rate, it seems to me that that is also something that would be helpful. And I think that Julie has probably volunteered because she wants shapes and colors. So Julie, let, you know, bring it. Fred. Can't hear you. You're muted.
Hi. Yeah, my wife's phone went off. I would like to suggest that we, in our org chart, we acknowledge that there are five stations. There's the national board. There's the P&O. The P&O is the overarching one, and that is strictly in Stephanie's bailiwick. And you can fill that out as you like. But I would like to suggest that all of the five terrestrial stations have similar aspirational org charts so that we can actually see side by side what they are, and we can see what's not filled and what is filled. I think that that's actually not that hard. As you were talking, I did basically EED, step below EED are the GMs. Each GM's got a program director, a news director, a membership director, and they're probably a volunteer director maybe. You know, there might be a number of major subheadings. I'm not familiar. I've actually only been inside the KPFA building a couple of times, and I've never tried to push myself into the middle of the fury and the hubbub. So I don't really know what the employee structure is there. I would like to use KPFA as a ideal example because it is the station that is actually most functional at this stage of the game and has most of those positions filled. That's just my suggestion.
Yes, KPFA definitely has the most staff. KPFA has the most staff and they have the majority of a lot of those positions filled. WPFW would most likely be next. They have a lot of those positions filled, meaning development director, membership director, engineer, which many of the other stations do not. I think as far as like helping what might be, and I've seen Antonio's org charts and he's still kind of futzing with them. But figuring out a way, I'm just trying to figure out how the personnel committee can work best. I would kind of forewarn the general managers to let them know, they know that we're doing this, but I'll make it more formalized that somebody from the committee or, you know, will be reaching out to them just, you know, because I don't want anybody to get on the defensive, but to just ask, do you have an org chart? Do you have a list of your employees? Those sort of things. It doesn't even need to be their names at this point. If they're uncomfortable, they can just give the positions that they have, and then we'll try to fill that into make it work. Is again, the flow of it and creating the boxes and the arrows and all of that. I know Antonio is having a difficult time with that and had to get a certain software, you know, but at this point, I just want to see who might have one, who doesn't, and then how we can combine that into a Pacifica National.
Okay. I will probably have the crankiest GM to work with.
Yeah, welcome to it.
So anyway, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have said that. I just think that there are some stations that are more overloaded than others, and some are more open to, you know, trying to address some of these things, working with PMB members or LSB members. And understandably, some do not have that same confidence. So your help would be appreciated.
Yes. Yeah. So I'm letting everybody know that the purpose of the personnel committee is not, we're not here to manage people. We are here to put systems in place. We want to fix the systems. You know, so if there's a question, you know, we want to, create a consistency, and I do want to make sure that when we have the individual org charts for the stations and the affiliates and the archives and the national office, that they do look the same. I don't want, you know, something, all of them looking differently, and then from those we'll compile something.
Great.
Minerva was
Fred.
Trying to ask a question. Minerva was trying to ask a question.
Sorry, Minerva?
My question is basically, how soon do you need to have this together, or this chart that you're talking about?
There's no strict deadline. These are It's just like as I'm slowly rolling out standard operating procedures, I just kind of pump out a new one every couple of months. I'm just trying to put things in place. There is no deadline.
Okay. All right. Thank you. And thank you for it.
Mark, you're welcome.
Okay. So next steps and next meeting. So given that there isn't urgency, and given that we had trouble making quorum today, I suggest that we, outside of meetings, try to kind of advance these conversations. And when we have something new to review, that we convene a meeting, and I'll try harder to reach out to everybody about attending. And I also suggest that at the next meeting, we address grievance procedures.
I'd like to note that, having read the grievance procedures carefully, mm-hmm. I want to make it really clear to everybody that grievance procedures are written, they are not complaint driven, and they are not about programming. That's in the grievance procedures. Okay. And people should, if you haven't read it, you should know that.
Excellent. That will be points to make clear when we have better attendance at our next meeting.
Another thing that I would like to add, so I know you're trying to get out, is the performance evaluation system that I want to be able to create a company-wide or organizational-wide process for that. Because we do want to roll that out. And we are getting employees involved, because there haven't been updated job descriptions for quite a long time. So we do have standardized job descriptions for certain positions. And then, if there are things that need to be changed, they can't be changed significantly per station, then we will, but there is a standard job description that I've written for positions, and I want to be able to have that performance the same way. But what we have rolled out at some of the stations, and we're going to roll it out across the whole organization, is having departments, we're doing it very slowly so people don't get nervous, we're asking employees to audit their time for 1 week. So we have a spreadsheet, and people just fill in what they did every half an hour. It does not need to be, you know, went to lunch. It doesn't need to be this huge essay. And the whole reason that we're doing that is to get a better understanding of who's doing what, and are they being asked to do things that are outside of their scope of work? And are there certain things that are causing them too much time, like answering the phones when they could maybe do something else? Is the software system for the donor database taking up too much time? And then from that, we're putting together, we've done this already for the membership department at KPFK. So then we're putting together a report that's basically, we see that the, you know, donor system is taking too long. What can we do to fix it? So then we're meeting together, the interim general manager and myself and the membership department, to brainstorm together for a day. Where do you see this department going? How can we help you do your job better? Let's write a job description for you for each of these positions. Let's create a work plan that has actual goals that you need to achieve in 6 months, in 1 year, and those will tie in to their evaluation as well. So when someone is evaluated, they have goals that they're needing to achieve, and they're helping write their own job description to better understand what they're doing. So we're rolling that out, as I said, right now at KBFK, and then we will be rolling that out at all the other stations in every division, and I mean in every department.
So it seems to me that that is, in many ways, goes hand in glove. So the org chart, job descriptions, and evaluation procedures are things that really are a part of an entire whole. Let me just note, too, that a job for the personnel committee coming up, and we need to get ourselves scheduled on ED evaluation. We were very late last year, and the evaluation procedure that we used was the one that had been in place for several years, and it tracked the job description rather than goals. Stephanie, as a part of her self-evaluation, provided goals for the new year. And I suggest that a job description that there might be boxes checked about, you know, how often did you, I mean, hell's bells, you're not traveling around all the stations. We don't have the budget for it. But I mean, I think you have gotten around to them, but nevertheless, I think that is being an expectation may not be realistic at this time. And so I want us to rethink that evaluation as well. Fred.
I'd like to say that evaluation, the format that we were using was completely out of date. It was aspirational. There were great problems filling it out. And that brings to me my next question. Stephanie, you're kind of the puppet master here. You're at the top. So when a station accomplishes one of these wonderful goals, like an org chart or a tracking of, you know, hours, please figure out a way to share that with the rest of the stations and us so that we don't try to reinvent the wheel at every station.
Will do.
Thank you.
My email is weird at the moment. It's gotten all whacked up. I was going to send the Zoom link to Julie. I'll need to do that later. Is there any more discussion? Is there a motion?
Can we hear from Avelia? We have not heard from her at all.
Hey, Miss Avelia, she said hello.
Good to know you need to hear my melodious voice.
We do.
Yes.
Do you have anything to add to this conversation?
Well, you know, I like what you said. I think that when Stephanie has what she likes and what works for everyone, I'd like her to send it or someone to send it on her behalf to us.
Absolutely.
At KPFK and all that, because that, you know, that way I'm not talking in a vacuum to people, like, and they said, well, what do you mean by this? And I'm going, well, I don't know. You know, but send it. And we can
share it.
Yeah, share it. Thank you.
Yeah, no, this committee should be a sounding board. Mm-hmm. And so everything that goes out goes to all committee members. And if they are in draft, that'll be watermarked. If they are confidential, that will be alerted. Okay?
Yes. But no, I don't have any other questions. I just am curious as to why I haven't gotten the notice twice, two times in a row now. But that's not fault finding. That's just me wondering.
No. That's disturbing. I know I sent it to you directly. You, will double check with Otis about the, no reply list.
Yeah.
The committee list for that.
Okay.
But I know I sent it to everybody again today with the agenda, the link, the prior meeting minutes, and Stephanie's, the things that she provided us.
I'm sorry I wasn't on time, but I didn't see it and I kept plugging around and nothing happened. Okay.
You and I need to confirm that I've got your right email.
Exactly. All right.
Before we close the meeting, I have gotten two invites that require me to download information, one from Avelia and one from James Sagerton. Are those real or have they been hacked?
James has been hacked.
Oh, good. I don't open anything until I find out. How about you, Avelia? You sent me something. Is that a real thing that I should open or is that a hack? I'm going to assume
I think it's a hack. I've heard more than one person, and I think I sent out that I'd been hacked. We're all getting hacked.
You did. But I haven't gotten downloading is really what scares the crap out of me is when it wants me to download something.
Well, look, you imagine more than 100 people, got spread out on my hacking, phishing situation? It's depressing. I've been sick behind it. But there's a person. Is Craig Donkerly from out there where you are?
He's in the A area, KPFA area.
Uh-huh. Well, that's where it originated for me.
Ah!
Yes.
Well, just so you know, when I was at the Examiner, I got a email from a vintner that I had spoken with that turned out to be a hack, and it caused every every email at the Examiner to get porn and
yes.
completely stop everything. So I don't open those things now at all ever.
I got you.
I know okay. who they're from if I haven't spoken with them.
I'll send it in the mail next time, the real postal USPS. Okay.
right. Well, we still have one.
Okay, all. I'll accept a motion to adjourn, and it is 9:20.
So moved.
Any objection? We are adjourned. Thank you all very much for your patience. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Otis.
Thank you.
Thank you, Otis. We go.